download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J Mornings with Zan.
It definitely wasn't easy at first. It kind of got easier and easier as I got my confidence back, I guess, and I really kind of made a conscious decision to start writing songs about what I was actually going through at the time and the struggle of the last few years with writer's block. So Set Me On Fire, which is the first song, is about that. It's like I just felt like I really wanted to express myself and I really wanted to get these songs out of me, but I just couldn't find a way how.
I got a lot to say, I just don't know how to say it. I know all the rules, I just can't seem to play it. You can tick the boxes, follow the equation, but the knife won't budge until you learn patience.
There's a lot of songs about writer's block in this record, that to my ears anyway. Is it kind of a good task to sing about writer's block when you have writer's block?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, it was my way to the other side, I guess. And it was just so kind of all-consuming. But it also, you know, it's not just about writer's block. It's about everything that brought up in me.
Mm.
Like just the feeling of, well, if I can't write songs, then what the hell am I going to do? Like, who am I if I can't write songs and sing it? I've been doing it for as long as I can remember. And it was such a bizarre feeling when that went away that I was kind of terrified of what else was out there. I knew that I kind of had to find out, but I really felt quite lost for quite a while.
Did you feel the pressure once you decided to pick up the guitar and sit down at the piano again? Did you feel the same pressure to deliver?
Yeah, definitely. When I started writing songs again, as I said, it was really quite a slow process to get back to being as confident as I used to be. One of the ways to combat that was to write about, you know, the things I'd been through over the past couple of years in my head. Like, the expectation was a really huge thing. I really felt like, and you know, a lot of expectation from my fans, but mostly, to be honest, it was coming from myself. I've always had quite high standards for myself and, you know, like unrealistically high. I used to always say, you know, every album I make, I want it to be better than the last one. I just want to keep, you know, improving and keep making better albums. And yeah, I was just putting way too much pressure and stress on myself and just putting way too much importance on these songs. Like, they have to be brilliant, you know, and you can't set out writing a song thinking this has to be better than anything I've ever written before. It just doesn't work that way.
Water and hole in my head. Water and hole in my head. Water and hole, the hole in my head. I stretched and I scratched and I pulled it.
So do you reckon that quitting without any idea of whether you were going to come back or not gave you the freedom to be able to do what you wanted to with this new album?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I mean, in order to do that, I really had to let go of any of my dreams about the future or becoming more successful or selling more albums or anything like that. You know, the business side of the music industry doesn't inspire me at all. In fact, it kind of does the opposite. So, you know, separating myself from that and having a long enough time away from it just made me realise, I guess, why I started doing music in the first place, and that was just because it made me feel good, you know, and it was just the best way that I knew of expressing myself and of living, and it just felt so good. That's what I tried to keep remembering when I was writing for this album, just to have fun, really.
And it sounds like you did have fun too. There's a lot of great elements, great sonic elements, as well as, you know, beautifully written songs, but it sounds like there's a lot of fun happening in the studio when you're making the old Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah, that's good, because we were having a lot of fun. It was ridiculously fun, actually. Butterfly Boucher, who's, you know, a great female Australian musician, she co-produced it with a Nashville producer called Brad Jones. And we were in Nashville, so we were nowhere near my record company and nobody knew me there. And it was just like this kind of little creative bubble that we made. And they're both multi-instrumentalists and like ridiculously musical. We didn't put any pressure on ourselves and we didn't put any expectations on what the album should sound like. We just kind of, we got into the studio each day and we just tried to make the songs sound as creative and good as possible. And we would pick up, you know, really random instruments. And, you know, I ended up playing toy piano and Tibetan bowls and playing like Moog synthesizers and doing weird guitar pedals with my hands and all this stuff that I've never done on the record before, just because it was all lying around. And we were like, well, let's put this on. Well, let's make animal noises on this song or something, you know.
All my pockets and take what you like. Empty all my pockets if you like. I got nothing to hide.
The title of the record is called The Old Razzle Dazzle. How do you see yourself as an entertainer in that role of an entertainer or a star?
I've never really felt like I fit the description, really. It never really sat quite comfortably with me, and I guess that's kind of where the title of the album comes from, because, you know, I really dealt with a lot of those issues when I was trying to kind of combat this writer's block and these feelings of, what am I doing with my life? Like, this is... It just sometimes it feels so so superficial and sometimes a little bit pointless. So, you know, I kind of had to really compartmentalise. I had to go, well, that's the business side of things, and I'm a completely different person to that, and in that completely different person is just a pure love of music, and that's really all that matters. So there's a few songs on the album that really kind of deal with, yeah, my struggle with trying to reconcile the performer with the personal, because the lines get really blurred sometimes and it can be quite confusing.
I guess the last few years have been pretty interesting for you, and I'm sure very eye-opening. And now with this third record, The Old Razzle Dazzle, you've entered back into the cycle of releasing an album, doing press, having to answer lots of questions, and then at the end of that business side of thing, sing these songs out for a huge amount of people. Will you approach it differently this time around, given your experiences of the last 5 years or so?
I think so. I mean, you know, every day is a learning experience, and I think something that I've learned over the last few years is that creativity is something that needs to be nurtured. You really can't just, you know, leave it behind and expect it to be there when you get back. Yeah, I've realised how important it is to look after that. It's very precious and it needs to be nurtured, and you need to give yourself space and time to be creative and remember why you started doing it in the first place.